Hello and welcome to another edition of Taz Racing Kennel Talk, a weekly look at Tasmanian Greyhound racing. I'm your host, Matt Reed, joined by Greyhound industry expert, Brennan Ryan. How are you, Brennan?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Matt. We've hit a big week of racing, and to see the competitions we've had so far, not only with the heats of the Breeders, but what we'll touch on later on with the heats of the Shane Jones Memorial Cup, it's proved to be, you know, a couple of big nights of racing, and there's still thing to talk about even off the, you know, off the track, and not only what's happened at Devonport on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, we've spoken about it the last couple of weeks. We're coming up to a busy sort of period in Tasmanian Greyhound racing for feature races. It's really exciting. We'll get stuck into the first of them, which comes up tomorrow night in Hobart, which is the Hobart Breeders Classic. We saw the semis last Thursday night, the 16th of July, run around Ladbrokes Park, Elwick. Times are very tight among the heat winners. The best of the night was a tie between Raleigh and Siberia. Before I get your thoughts, Brennan, you actually spoke with Ted Medhurst on Monday night for his thoughts on his Breeders' runners, so we'll have a listen there.
Breeders' Classic final, Thursday, this coming Thursday. Ted, you've got two runners in the final with Rain Lee and Jennifer Alice. You'd be happy with the way they progress going through the series?
Yeah, very happy.
Rain Lee, coming from the Coon Ainlet, she's progressed pretty well, only a young dog coming through.
Yeah, she got held up like most dogs with the COVID closure, but very promising young bitch, always shown a bit, so hopefully she'll keep going.
Jennifer Alice, she's already had starts on her career prior to the Breeders, and she showed, you know, that she's got the experience under her belt.
Yeah, she's experienced. She made the previous Breeders up here at Launceston, so pleasantly surprised with her win on Thursday night. She's a bit underdone, so hopefully that run will bring her forward a bit more.
With the field going forward, there's a lot of young dogs going through. There's, you know, a good mix of, you know, litters in that series. It'd be a nice indication going forward of the pups coming through going forward in the next racing season.
Yeah, we're optimistic about, you know, that some of the young ones we've got. Deb's two dogs in the final are quite talented dogs. We've thought something of for quite a while, and I'm sure they'll both put themselves well. So,
no, very good. Well, best of luck in the final on Thursday.
There we go. That was Hall of Fame trainer Ted Medhurst giving us his thoughts on his Breeders' runners tomorrow night. It is a $5,050 to the winner final. I'll quickly go through the box draw before I throw to you, Brennan. In the red box, the one, we've got Rad Lee, two, Jennifer Alice, three, Winkley River, four, Vintage Fame, five, Quick Joey Small, six, Kintyre, seven, Siberia, and eight, Winkley Hugo. Keen to hear what your thoughts are here, Brennan.
Oh, it's a great field assembled, and I'm really keen to stick with Rain Lee. She was pretty impressive from her semi-final win on Thursday, clocking 26.18. You're surprised with the efforts from the Ted Medhurst kennel, especially with young debutants, this greyhound. It's improved, you know, within that massive turnaround from running in the Saturday heat coming into the semi-final on Thursday. Look, it's drawn box one. It's going to come up against, you know, two classy dogs in Kintyre and Siberia, are both well graded on the track, but they're also tight, caught around some young juveniles in the races with Quick Joey Small and Winkley Hugo drawn on either side of them. But I see Rain Lee drawn on the coveted red box. I see her, you know, going to be an exciting runner and be very hard to beat, I think, from the inside.
A bit of a strange quirk just looking at the box draw there, Brennan. We've got three trainers who put two dogs each into the kennels, Ted Medhurst, David Croswell and Debbie Cannon, and each of their respective dogs have actually drawn next to each other, with Ted Medhurst seemingly getting the pick of the inside two boxes.
Oh, it's a, you know, a strange feed, isn't it, when you look at it on those draws, and I, you know, you just wonder how, you know, you could sit there and try and calculate it, but it's just put it all in, you know, in perspective of showing, you know, where the young dogs are placed and where the experienced dogs are there. And I think, you know, where the draw is situated, I think there's a couple of young dogs, like I stated just before, that have got a good run on the inside. The inexperienced dogs they'll either able to show what they can do and be, you know, the class above, or they're going to have to come over a few obstacles in regards to the young ones in this race. But it's going to make for a great final, and it's always been a great launching pad for a series, you know, for the next 12 months, watching these these young dogs come through the ranks.
Absolutely. You mentioned Ra Lee, probably the dog to beat, advantage of the inside draw. I don't think we've got any betting markets at the time of recording our podcast here today. Brendan, what price do you think that she'd be likely to come up in what does look a reasonably open field?
Look, I think Kintyre will probably start favourite because he's got the class on, you know, in the market. He's won three from nine over the track and distance. Rain Lee will probably start around, it'll start out at big odds around, I would say roughly be around $9 in the market. But I hope that sticks in the market when the odds open up prior to the meeting. But the Siberia's around the, you know, it'll start around that short odds as well, being an experienced runner, and some of the younger dogs will be at double figure odds. But Rain Lee should be a good value, bet in that race, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can make a case for quite a few of them. I think if $9 is available for the number one dog after you've tipped it, that'll be snapped up pretty quickly. So, look, really looking forward to that race on Thursday night in Hobart, 9:30 p.m. is the jump time for the Hobart Breeders' Classic. We'll get your thoughts on the rest of the Hobart card a little bit later in the podcast. But we'll go back to Launceston on Monday night. The Shane Yates Memorial Tasbred Cup heats were the headline act. You, of course, had a vested interest in those heats, and they didn't disappoint. We saw a dead heat in the first of the two heats between Handsome Prince from your kennel and Fabulous Baroque in a time of 29.92.
Well, it was certainly a roughhouse affair when they went through that first corner. The field got, you know, very tight. For those two runners to come out and break 30 seconds was a surprise because they were held up for a long time going through that first corner. Our bloke, Handsome Prince, came through, you know, along the rail and done everything right to charge through. Fabulous Broke had a good advantage from the outside draw. He's got ability, but he can be a bit of a pest in regards to, you know, where he sits within the race. And for the two of them to come out like that in the finish and run a dead heat, it made it, you know, it was a great spectacle to see, and it proved the class. And you know, going forward, Anthony Prince, nothing was tarnished on him. And going forward into the final, he should be, right there in the mix of it, drawn again on the inside in box three.
I mean, dead heat, you'd probably take that result in the end. And, of course, first four to go through to the final was the main mission. So from that standpoint, it's mission accomplished. I'll just ask from a punter's perspective, Handsome Prince was $1.50 favourite in that race. Hits the front heading around the home turn. You'd probably think that it would be a comfortable winner from there. Look, on face value, were you disappointed at all not to have won the race? Or you mentioned he might need the experience, and he's obviously going up against some pretty talented and more experienced greyhounds.
This litter has had it their own way going up through the grades. They haven't really gone against much in regards, you know, in the graded company, stepping up into this sort of series only 2 weeks, but it was still full of, you know, that class of the Tasbred calibre. And this dog, you know, not only with Handsome Prince, but the others we had in the series, they were, they're not lightning beginners, but they were going up against dogs that were equal to them early. And, you know, Handsome Prince, he's got the ability to run on the clock, but he was always going to find it hard. And that was a test for him, you know, going forward. It was a pass mark, but these next couple of weeks are going to get even tougher because the Ladbroke, because the Illingworth Classic's coming up in just under a fortnight's time. So he's now got to really step up to the plate if he's going to be in the series going forward.
Yeah, well, it's a great position to be in. And the winner of the second heat was Wimburne Lethal. A slightly slower time, 30-31 for the 515. But Wimburne Lethal, a good winner over Tarmat, Sir Rogan. And she's a princess in what was a pretty tight first forward across the line.
Wimburne Lethal is a bitch who's taken to the track pretty well. She was a winner of the gold collar late last year. And not only that for Ben England, but the owners of the bitch is Ben's sister Leah and her partner Matt. They're this is their involvement into the industry with this bitch. It's given them a lot of excitement. She's raced, sparingly, gone over to, to Victoria and had a crack over there, come back, and they're sharpened up, especially at the right time. And, it's great to have that, that involvement of new people in the industry sort of thing. Obviously, Leah's involved, being in greyhounds around with her brother Ben and father Tom. But, to have that blood in there is a, it's a great thing. And talking about the placings in that race, I was very happy with the run of She's a Princess. She's just starting to come back where she needs to be. And I know Ricky Martin's very happy with her. And I reckon she's going to be a dog you would not, a bitch you would not want to miss out in that final going forward on Monday night.
Well, it's a 10,000 to the winner final, so it'll sure to be keenly contested. Just working through the box draw here, and I'll grab your thoughts on the draw of your two runners there. In the one, Sir Rogan, two, Tarmat, three, Handsome Prince, four, Dashing George, five, Winburn Lethal, six, Fabulous Baroque, seven, She's a Princess, and eight, Ava Wine, with a couple of emergencies there as well. Your two, a bit of a mixed bag, Brennan, drawing three and eight. As I said, I'm keen to hear your thoughts on those box draws and also who you think the greyhound to beat is.
Look, I'm very happy the way they've drawn. Look, in regards to the draw, I'm satisfied where they're placed. That's where they're suited to their ability, where Handsome Prince loves to be towards the inside draw. Ava Wine, he is a big dog. He's not the greatest beginner early, but once he hits the ground running, he's got a great motor, which we've seen a couple of starts back. He is stepping up in class. He just needs a clear run to really show where he wants to be. And look, I'm happy, thinking that Ava Wine will look, Handsome Prince has got to, really step up and come out and hit the ground running, because he needs to be within that first quarter of the, heading into that first turn. And the others, Ava Wine, he'll put himself in the race for the wide draw. Talking about the draw itself, a lot of the dogs are still boxed similar to where they want to be. I know Ben England was pretty happy where Winburn Lethal was placed. And Guys Our Dancer is another dog that's, coming through. Dashing George, that's coming through the run really well. He's a young dog going forward, drawn box four. I know Connections weren't really satisfied going there, but he's a dog that if he can get out in front, he'll, there's trouble in behind. He's a dog that can run a bit of time on the clock as he's getting through the grade. And like I said, I wouldn't leave She's a Princess out of it. But it's hard to split. Look, the inside draw, I could be biased in saying this, but I think Handsome Prince could do it again, hopefully. But on the outside, I think She's a Princess will... if there's trouble, she can get around them, and I think she's going to be very hard to beat.
Well, that was a very diplomatic way of saying that really we think any of the dogs on Monday night can win there. Race 7, 9:19 p.m. Monday night in Launceston will be the Shane Yates Memorial Final. From Launceston, we went to Devonport on Tuesday, Brennan. We had nine races there. Just the sixth the week prior, with field sizes really decimated for a few different reasons, but great to see the nine races in Devonport on Tuesday. Buck Street was very well supported to win the opener, paying $1.50 in the end on the Taz Racing official price, but shorter on the tote, and the margin wasn't huge, but he got the job done for punters.
Exactly. He did everything right. Look, everything lined up and the form backed up to show that he was going to be, a good contender in that race. I would have liked to see him extend a bit further and go on with the job, a bit more sparingly, but I think he's going to go through the grade and sharpen up to be a nicer dog for Connections. Being by Buck Fever, you'd allow for a bit more maturity, and I think hopefully going forward he'll be a handy dog. And to get a win on the board, I know trainer Adam Whitford would be very satisfied, and it's a win's a win, and it's a progress.
And another couple of performers to touch on were both won back-to-back races in identical times of 25.94 over the 4.52. Good night, Vicky, for Blake Purcell, and Blackwood Vegas for Brian Crawford.
Yeah, good night, Vicky, is from the litter of the Fernando Barley. Ainsley Bar litter, which we saw Bronski beat a litter mate win the Sandown Cup for Brendan Purcell. Good night, Vicky, is with Brendan Tom Blake over here in Tassie. And, Blake did the efforts of, preparing her well for this race, and she's come away with the job to, get the money. And it's still be a good commodity for Blake's Kennel. He's, coming back in now and, trying to put a decent team together, and it'll factor in for sure in a few races heading up. And Blackwood Vegas, look, it was a very short in the margin. I think only a nose separated them, but not only in the win for the merit, but for also a trainer, Brian Crawford. Brian's, a great respected member of the Northwest community up there in Devonport, and they're very, very well associated with the likes of the Hall of Fame dog, Big Moose, that they own, and Butch Devil Crane in the past. And, they're very, Brian and his son Justin are very passionate about greyhound racing, and they're very good supporters of, the Devonport track, and it's good to see them get a win, and they're not out to win big races. They do it as a bit of a hobby, and to see Blackwood Vegas get up and get the money was a great thrill.
Yeah, it was a great result. So that was racing in Devonport on Tuesday, 21st of July. Another look ahead to Hobart on the 23rd, the usual Thursday night slot. We've already touched on the feature of the night, the Breeders' Classic final, but another runner for you, which you're keen to follow, Brendan, comes up in race 8.
Yeah, I've gone with Divine Jewel for Rod Ransley. He's one from one over that track and distance with a time of 26.01. He's got good form on the board coming over from the mainland. He's now got a three wins in front of him consecutively, and I think from box five, he should be right in the mix of the Gypsy's Luck. Is expected to be one of the runners that'll be his challenge, but I think Divine Jewel should be able to be right in the thick of it, and hopefully I'd like to see what he is when the markets open up prior to the meeting, but I think he should be a good bet later on in the program.
Well, impossible to fault her form, winning three on the trot, two of those in Hobart since racing returned. So Divine Jewel sure to have plenty of supporters, I would imagine. So a couple for you to follow from Hobart on Thursday night for the punters. Brennan, race 8, number 5, Divine Jewel, and in the feature of the night, you're with the Red Box, that's right?
Yeah, Ranley, I can't go past her, and I hopefully, she's going to, I think she's drawn really well, and win, lose or draw, I think she's going to be an exciting bet, but I think everything faults in her favour to be, a great chance in that final on Thursday night.
Absolutely, that's going to be a cracking race. But the feature events don't stop with Hobart tomorrow night and Launceston on Monday night either. We've got a few others coming up. You've already mentioned the Ladbrokes Illingworth Classic, but there are a few others worth mentioning as well.
Yeah, on Thursday night, the 13th of August, we've got coming up the Tasmanian Sprint Championship. What happened there was the state finals are usually conducted in Tasmania at Launceston, and then the runners from those events go on to the championships, which were partially staged at Wentworth Park in Sydney this year, but due to COVID, the whole national championships were cancelled. All the states have agreed, however, to run their state finals as being classed as a championship, and the programming subcommittee have agreed to run the Tasmanian Sprint Championship as the best day down in Hobart, and also on that same night, the Greg Fane Middle Distance Championship will be run as the best day over 599 metres. So there's two good races on the program, and being on that night, it's for any track and any club, it's all the big state finals going to be on. It should make for a great night of racing.
Yeah, it'll be outstanding, and I understand too, we've got a big announcement in regards to a couple of naming rights sponsors for the Tasmanian Derby and Tasmanian Oaks.
Yeah, look, under the circumstances going forward with COVID, the Launceston Greyhound Racing Club have unfortunately lost two sponsors going forward to that event, but I'm pleased to announce that the Tasmanian Derby will be sponsored by Greyhound Data, which is an online forum company that's a national-based group that, support mainly the breeding statistics around greyhound racing and also results as well. And they've agreed to come on board and be a supporter to the Derby final, and also Sized on Ice, which is a renowned Australian-based stud dog service up in New South Wales. Tony Wiseman is the stud master there, and it's very fortunate for Tony, and we're very grateful for Tony coming on board to be a part as a sponsor for the Tasmanian Oaks. And they're always two good finals. They've been going for close to over 40 years, the races, and they've got good history behind them, and have them the two companies on board as sponsors. It's great for the club and a good partnership, especially with the two feature events.
Yeah, terrific result there to have a couple of highly reputable companies come on board. Of course, in the current COVID climate, you certainly can't blame any businesses or companies for needing to pull back on a few sponsorships, but it does create a headache for certainly the clubs when these things happen. So a great result, and congratulations to you for securing those sponsors for the Launceston Greyhound Racing Club. Well, we've covered a fair bit. We're going to have a lot to talk about on next week's show as well. All the best to you and all the best to everyone with the upcoming feature races this week. I look forward to recapping the action with you again next week, Brennan.
Matt, it may be winter weather here in Tassie, but the racing's just getting hotter, and it's going to be looking forward to talking about the review next week.